Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again and again and again. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We have the Mississippi Mass Choir in the background saying, "It remains to be seen what God can do for you." Amen. As long as you stay in His will and stay in His way. Amen. God bless you. We're always happy to have you here and be a part of this program, because we need you and you. Amen. Because Jesus said, where two or three come together in His name, there He be in the midst. And He always cares and loves, amen, for us to come together, because it takes love. Amen. Loving one another, living on one another, amen, we can get something from God. Loving on one another, we can get something from God. And two or three with the right mind, people that agree in agreement, is powerful. It's powerful. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Look upon all the callers and those that God desire to call and need a word from you, God, in this lesson, in this program. Oh, God, that all the callers, whatever we say, be blessed, whatever it helps to give us understanding and strength. Because you say, in the multitude of counselors, there's strength. And not only that, but to get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. And Lord, we thank you now for those that are sick, those that are bereaved, those that are going through trying times. Because we know in the trials of our faith will make us strong. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, because you never put no more on us that we cannot bear. And oh God, we know that you're right there, and you say you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. So we know, God, when things get too hot, things will get too trying, when situations get too difficult, oh God, we know that you are right there with us. And we thank you for being with us. We thank you for not abandoning us. We thank you for having your arms around us. Amen. Lord, we just thank you in all things. We give thanks according to your word. You say in all things give thanks. And Lord, we just thank you, and we care that you care. And we bless you as you bless us in this program. This we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. For Jesus' sake we pray, amen. God bless you, you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, as always, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. They can dial 1-855 toll free. 236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, toll free, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816, you can dial 1-347-215-8816, amen. And what we're discussing in this broadcast, amen, as always, and, you know, God wants His people, amen, not only to be able to live until He come back through Jesus Christ, His Son, but He wants us to be able to have freedom. Amen. Jesus said that, amen, the truth shall set you free. And it's good to know that you are free in Christ Jesus. And we're going to read here a portion, amen, a portion of the Word of God. As always, we'll be looking into, amen, what Jesus done for us and why it's so important to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior of the things that He has done for us. Amen. The book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 16th verse, and we will go from there to the book of 1 John, the second chapter. Amen. I'm quite sure there'll be many more books, amen, be read, amen, tonight, comments, and that's why I love this program, because our endeavor is to approach this broadcast from the grassroots level. Amen. Nobody wrong. Nobody get a grade. Amen. Because what you can say, and you might have a song, a hymn, or something that you have heard that really clicked. Amen. And you can share it from three or four points of view. Amen. And all of us can come up to some understanding and a revelation and say, you know what? This is what God been trying to tell me. Amen. Many days ago, I'm glad somebody else had that same revelation. I'm glad that somebody else had that same understanding. Amen. Take, for example, Psalm 1. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. But he shall bring forth his fruit and his season. In other words, there's a seasons goes on among the saints of God. Amen. There's maturity. There's growth in the body of Christ. And all of us grow in different areas. But when we put it together, amen, when the apostles and the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists, amen, they all come, and the prophets come together, and they begin to testify and put it together, that'd be for the edifying of the body of Christ. And they say, oh, I got it. I heard the evangelist say this. Say, oh, I know the prophet was trying to tell me last week. Say, oh, the bishop preached on that. Oh, I got it now. I got it now. So this is what Blog Talk is all about. The doctrine of truth is all about. Amen. We accept every comment. Amen. Every dream. Amen. Every testimony to be true, and but to be like Paul said, that we all put it together and we'll judge it. We'll judge it and say, okay, that's good. That's good. I accept that. Amen. Now what we're discussing is how to take back your life. How to take back your life. God gave us, amen, God gave us life in the beginning. Amen. And it was stolen. It was, amen, it was the half-truth was told to the two human beings. And he fixed it up so, amen, and it sounds so good that, amen, they did something against God. They did something against God's word, and the world had fallen in chaos. The world had fallen, amen, on sin, and God brought it back through his son, Jesus Christ. But now you're in the body of Christ, and there's some things that you're still trying to work out. You're still trying to work out some things, and that's where maturity come in, amen. There's always areas, amen, that you have to learn how to give it to God. There's always areas, amen, in your life that you have to learn how to trust God. Amen. Number one, we should not be, amen, concerned about salvation. Once you give it to God, you learn how, amen, to trust him. With that, then time began to grow, amen, and time began to go on. You'll leave that concern of salvation because you have given it unto God. You have given it unto God. Amen. Hebrews 6, and we're going to Hebrews 10 in a minute. Hebrews 6 is, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance unto dead works, and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism, the laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. This we would do if God permit. Amen. We want to leave, amen, and we want to strive, amen. We know the doctrines. We know what God requires. Accepting Christ, we must repent of our sin. Accepting him, we must go, amen, be water baptism to remove that old life, amen. And we start over, amen, worshiping and fellowshipping and among our new family. Then you have to go on. You have to go on. You have to go on. Amen. There's some things that you still have to learn. There's some things that you still have to allow God. Amen. Follow his teaching. Follow Jesus' teaching. Hebrews 10 says that this is the covenant that we will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and into their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquity I will remember no more. That's what we're talking about, being in water baptism. Whatever you done before you came to Christ and give your life to Christ. Amen. Now, where remission of sin is, where remissions of these is, there's no more offering for sins. And after you done gave your life in water baptism, for remission of sin, for removal of that past, removal, you don't have to give an offering no more. Amen. You got to continue to go on. 19th verse, and having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Jesus is our high priest. He's making an intercession for us. He looks over us. Say, well, why do you need a priest? You need someone. Amen. You need someone to go stand before God and plead your case. But we still live in this world, and it's what 1 John talks about. Amen. 1 John says that, amen. 1 John, the second chapter, says this. Amen. He said, love not the world, in the 15th verse, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the world, but is of the world. It is not of the Father, but is of the world. So you see, we live in this world. We're subject to emotions, amen, injuries, trials and tribulation, mistakes, amen. So there are some things that we have to overcome. We have to overcome. And God want to help us to take back your life. Amen. In Christ Jesus now. In Christ Jesus. He wants to help you to take back, amen, the joy and the peace, amen, that he's given us. Amen. That maybe you haven't experienced because you've been suffering all your life. Amen. Been abused. Always been a loser. Always things didn't work out. So you feel that God, amen, is just like man. Amen. You feel like the church is just like the world. You feel like things doesn't really going to happen. Amen. But God make things happen for you through his son, Jesus Christ. But you feel like you're lucky. You know, no. That's not a doctrine. Luck is not a doctrine of God. Amen. God make things happen. Amen. You get divine favor from God. All right. We want to open up the lines tonight and how it works. Amen. If you press 1 on your phone while you're listening, if you want to talk or say something pertaining to the topic, amen. And we don't call anyone names. We always give the area code and the last 4 digits. Amen, of your phone. If you want your name called, amen, you can do that yourself, but we want you to know, amen, you're live on the internet, amen, and you're going out to bless other people as well, amen. But we need to hear what you have to say. We need to hear, amen, what God has done for you, amen. We need to hear, amen, amen. You might not have done what happened, what I have done or what I've been through. Amen. But remember, amen, God wants you to overcome what you're going through. You can still be saved. Amen. But you might have a problem. Amen. You might have a problem and you're working with it. But there's no doubt in your heart and your mind that Christ, amen, have turned your life around and gave you peace of mind and heart. But there's some things that you're still working on in the natural. Amen. Oh man, Peter, the Apostle Peter, amen, he was Jewish and he had a problem with Gentile. Amen, a man of God, a man of God, but he was prejudiced down to his bone. Amen. He would not go into the Gentile's house. Amen. And God had to deal with him personally. Amen. God dealt with him. God talked to Peter. Amen. Because Peter was always in prayer. That's one thing about prayer. Amen. God show you things and help you overcome things personally. Personally. Don't look for the church. Amen. The house of God. Amen. Jesus live in you. Jesus will reveal things to you. If you stay in constant contact and constantly praying and reading the word, amen, like we're doing and studying, amen, on your personal level with him, amen, he will reveal things to you and have you to go help somebody, amen, because you're a child of God. Amen. Acts chapter 10, amen, Cornelius, amen, amen, a centurion over the Italian band. Amen. A man that loved God and gave to people. Amen. And God told him, go send for this man, Peter. Amen. Go to Joppa. Send for Peter. And God was telling Peter, everybody that's in relationship with me, amen, and I have cleaned up, that's my child. I don't care what color, what language they are, that's my child. Amen. But Peter had a problem. Peter had a natural problem. And he couldn't deal with it, but God helped him. Amen. God helped him. Amen. Some of you might have a money problem. Amen. Right now, you don't believe in giving anybody money. Amen. Amen. Bills have to be paid, and you fighting all about that. Amen. Amen. Jealousy. We live in the flesh. We live in the flesh. That's why 1 John say pride. Pride. Oh, you got so much pride. So much pride. Amen. The prophet dealt with that. And God said, if my people to call by my name would humble themselves and pray. Amen. We just don't want to talk to God. We saved. We got so much pride. I'm saved and sanctified. Holler out. This is loud and walk. This is with your head so high. Amen. But God knows that. Pride got to be dealt with. All in this world is pride. Amen. Then you might be working, trying to overcome. I know it's pretty strong. Let me stop now. I don't want to stop anyone. Amen. Because I believe everybody come together would like to say something on these different areas. But God, how to take back your life? The enemy have overtaken things and. He's a great deceiver. He lies all the time. But how to take back your life? How to take it back? Amen. How to take it back? Amen. We need to understand how we can take it back. Amen. You can call, press one on your phone, and we'd be glad to have, amen, someone to help us in this area. Amen. Help us in this situation. Amen. Dial 1-855 toll free 236-2252. Amen. 1-855-236-2252. Or you can press 1-347-215-8816. Amen. How you feel God has given you back your mind, maybe your health. God is rebuilding. He's rebuilding. He's rebuilding constantly. Constantly. All the time he's rebuilding. Amen. Peter had talked to concerning, amen, in the book of Matthews, how the Lord discussed it. Discussed how, amen, Jesus was saying, amen, how a man should build his house. Amen. And we have to try Jesus' teaching. Amen. We have to try Jesus' teaching because it does work. It does work. Amen. We have to watch the builders. Many of you have seen the builders at work. And Peter talked about if a man build his house upon the sand. and build his house on the rock. Amen. And if you have watched builders, amen, how they struggle so much, amen, preparing a foundation. They struggle so much preparing the foundation, and it seemed like it was sentenced to you, why they spent all that time and money, amen, and then you have someone that come out and they check the men and women, whoever they've been working on the foundation, and they've been paid to come out and check, amen. They're on salary, and they go around and check the foundations and make sure they're in proper specification or whatever, amen, the code or the requirements are in those cities, because they use it that the people that lives in those places, amen, they can be protected against the weather, the storms, and all the other things that are happening, amen, that would go against the building. That would go against the building. So you have men, they would dig up the ground, they would drive down the steel, amen, they would add concrete or boulders or whatever they need to get that foundation, amen, to get that foundation in a good position. Then they begin with the top, with other parts of the property, amen. All right. How to build a house that we take back? And you say, well, I don't think I lost anything. You know, what David had said, that in the Word of God, he said he didn't know his end. David said he really didn't know, you know, how life was about and what life, amen, was concerned about. He thought that what he saw today, you know, what you look on TV and what you read in the books, and you feel that that is what life is about. But David said he really didn't know until he went into the house of God and he heard the word of God. Amen. What about you? What was it? Amen. What was it? Amen. That got you began to think about this and think about that. What was it? Amen. You can call. Amen. On your phone, you can push 1 for those that are new. Amen. That are coming in and listening. We thank you for it. We thank you for your participation. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone while you're listening, and our technician will put you in. Amen. You can express yourself, amen, about the things, amen, that God, you don't have to get personal, very personal. No, we don't want that. We don't want that. We just want you to share something that would help someone else. Share something that would help someone else. All right. We'll read another portion here, amen, while our callers are punching in. Amen. Notice here what Jesus was talking about. Okay. I think we have a caller. Eric code 305 and the last 4 digits is 4271. 4271. Amen. I think our technician is putting them in now. Amen. To share with us concerning, amen, how the building of your life. All right. Area code 305-4271.
Bless you, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Doctor.
Yes, I'm sitting up here enjoying what you say. Mine is going backwards and forward, because as you talk, I'm really being enlightened as you speak concerning building. Adam, when God made him, God put he was naked, no clothing, but then God clothed him. And I'm looking at this perfection that the way God made him as a house, as a covering.
Okay.
You see? And so when he sinned and displeased God, disobeyed the word of God, then it clearly shows that this house, he wasn't in his house no more. So the representative there was when God made him coats of skin, was to clothe with the shelter him again, and that was in the natural. See, so I'm looking at that as you speak, and I see that a revelation to me at this time is that everybody that's born is a building.
Okay.
So I ask myself, well, if we are God's building, is God there at home? Are we squatters? You know. are we squatters in God's building? So you know that's a criminal, that's a lawbreaker right there.
I'm looking at
how Israel, even the nation, they toil with this same idea, knowing that they was God's people, but it's what was on the inside of them. So God had a new plan. He had a new thing. He said, "I'm going to do a new thing." So now, anybody who comes to Jesus, isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who comes to Jesus, Jesus, well, he what comes in, right? And God said, "If you get my son, you get me." Amen.
Okay.
So Paul was saying how we are God's building, and this is how. What I'm saying is how we really get our life back. Amen.
Okay.
We all start out equal, you see. But for various reasons, amen, things don't go like God intended them for them to go.
That's right. The
scripture say how we are born in sin and shaping in iniquity. So we find that if a man is in sin, it's not really his fault. But now Jesus have died. And all you got to do, listen, open the door. Oh, my God, open the door. Open your door and he'll come in. And then you won't have to be on the, he qualifies you for heaven. Ain't that so?
Amen.
So what we have to do is open our door. It's my responsibility to open the door. And even after we come to the Lord, it's my responsibility to call on his name. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I don't care what your condition is or what you get into. Test comes and test goes. Amen. But I can pass the test if I keep him in the house. So that's why I listened to you, Bishop. I said, now this is incredible. Amen. Revelation was just flowing while you were talking. I said, now, I never saw it like that. Everybody has equal opportunity. They're looking at money.
Amen.
Money don't make it up. The wealth of heaven is the Spirit of God. The wealth of heaven is love, joy, and peace. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that anybody who want to be saved? And one more thing, Bishop. I see that the world uses the concepts that God have given us. For instance, like a ball game, right?
Right.
Somebody hits the ball, and if you catch it, then you have advantage. Isn't that so?
That's right.
So I'm looking at this thing. I'm saying, now, Lord, Jesus, when he came, he started everything, reversed everything. So now, if anybody is lost or unsaved, it's your own fault. Amen?
Because
the gospel is given freely. Ain't that something?
Yes,
just
right.
Believe
that's
it.
Right.
Just believe it. Call on his name. And I guarantee you, he'll lift you from a horrible pit. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. Amen. I need my technician to come. Amen. Amen. There's always a good revelation. The Bible said, where two or three come together in his name. Amen. And we can always get a part here and there because one man didn't write the Bible. God didn't have one. Jesus didn't come down and pick one man. He picked 12. Amen. He gave each and every one, amen, a part of the gospel. Amen. And we're hoping and praying. That's why we say each and every one would come in and just push one and say something about how to take back your life, and we can all get some understanding from it. Amen. All right. If you got another caller, you can call in and let's press 1. Our technician will put you in. Amen. And while we are here discussing these things, and sometimes we never know what God's going to do. Amen. Never know who God is blessing. And never know what God's going to help and turn around. But we just have to work together. The Holy Spirit help us working together. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. I'm quite sure someone else can. Doc came in and gave us a good revelation here to further discussion on how to take back. Amen. That means that you have to do something. Like it was said, amen. The baseball player, once he catches the ball, amen. Whatever you have caught a revelation, amen, God gave you, because you know knowledge is power. Knowledge and power. Amen. Knowledge is power.
Amen.
In the book of Ecclesiastes, amen, knowledge is power, and power, amen, we don't realize, amen, once you start driving the car and all these different things, amen, it helps you. Amen. The more you know about a car, the more you know, amen, concerning things that are going on. Amen. And even in your home, how to turn a switch on and how to turn things off. Amen. It helps you. Amen. What you know, Hosea went so far to say God's people are being destroyed because of lack. Amen. Because of lack of knowledge. Amen. They have knowledge, but some they still lack. And Ecclesiastes 7 and 12, it says, for the wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellent of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Amen. 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 Wisdom is a defense. Amen. And knowledge is a defense. Isn't that something? Amen. Not money. Not all the money. Not money. Money is a defense. You can defend yourself with money. But if you don't have the money, listen now, if you don't have money, you can find a way. Discuss with people. Amen. How can you help yourself? Isn't that good? How to help yourself. And when I read that, I said, oh, my God. You know, Ecclesiastes talking about money and all things. That's true. Amen. You go out there and buy counsel and have a counselor come to you, and you can discuss from a counselor about things that are happening and what's going on. Amen. But if you don't have the money, amen, you get you something ask people. That's why the Bible said in Matthew 7, Amen. And 77 says, seek and you'll find, knock, and the door be open unto you. Amen. If you seek, the Bible said you can find. You knock and the door be open. Isn't that good? Amen. If you go out looking around and you begin to talk to people, because like I say, pride, sometimes maybe pride might be holding you back. Be honest with yourself. Now, be honest with yourself. Pride might be holding you back. Amen. We have another caller, area code 352. Last four digit 1615. Area code.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Bishop. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. It's good listening tonight. I was sitting here and I was, as you were speaking, you said so many powerful things. As you seem to be just floating along. And I begin to think about
on the whole,
tools
on the Holy Spirit now. For the love of God's Spirit.
Yes, sir. I begin to think about the tools that God has given the body in order for us to understand how to operate. And once we understand these tools, the first one is love that God gave us to connect with the kingdom of God. And with the life of God was through his love so that we could be able to connect with him. And second was faith, that faith would help us to be able to maintain by grace. And I thought about that faith have its own history, and it have it within itself, and it have a relationship with its creator that gives it life and purpose. So that it can complete its own assignment. You're not looking at 2 Corinthians 10:13. So God gave each man a measure of faith, and it was by grace giving them the ability to perform and to complete his divine assignment. God has given us tools that we must recognize. First thing is to love God, then love our neighbors, and then learn how to love ourselves. Because each one is in transition from the other. It goes on to, and it goes back in a circle. After you come to God and then to your enemies, it starts over again. The transition starts back over to God. So if we learn how to love from God's perspective, then God will teach us how to love one another. And loving one another, grace will keep us in the midst of us loving and give us in mind to even love even more those that are unlovable. So I believe that if we really let God come into our life and begin to control our lives, that it's already set in stone what God will do. The thing is we don't have the faith to trust God. We need to build up our most holy faith in the Holy Ghost and allow God to have excess to come into our lives and operate through our lives, so that through the Word of God. That's why it's so important that we study and that we pray and that we go to Bible class and Sunday school and we deal with spiritual things that God can be able to minister through into our lives, and so that we can connect with God and stay with God, and that the love of God will be able to flow through our life, because that is the glue to the kingdom of God that brings people into the body, is the love of God. Yes. He gave his son. God gave his son for us that we would have access back to heaven. And I believe it works every time. Everyone that gets saved, he got saved through the love of God. And it was then they have to stay there through faith in Jesus Christ, his son. And it's by the grace of God that God keeps us every day of our life.
Amen. Amen. Very good, Bishop. Amen. We got to have the love. God is love. God is love. And that love.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're looking at God love right now. We don't understand why people are doing things and shooting up schools and but walls. People are leaving countries and they don't care children, babies. They don't care. But God still love. God still loves.
Amen.
He still loves. He loves, yes, and he cares. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We always enjoy you. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. You can, Bishop, you can hang around. I know Doc hang around. Amen. 954 Eric, Eric Cole 6226. Eric Cole 954 6226. Amen. You press one. We're waiting on you. God bless you. We're waiting. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen.
Bishop? Can you hear me?
Go. Okay. Come on. Yes.
Yes. I'd like to thank you for offering the opportunity to join you and other men and women of God as we sharpen each other by really the fellowshipping. I looked at the scripture that you presented, the Hebrew 16th verse, and it led me to the letter to Romans, Paul's letter, second chapter, 14th and 15th verse. May I read that right quickly, please?
Sure. No, take your time.
It says, "For when Gentiles, that's us, who do not have the law, do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirement of the law are written on their hearts," which I compare that with the Hebrews verse. He says, that is, even if unbelievers do not have the moral law in their mind, now this is not scripture, they still have it written on their hearts. And I heard your first caller made that statement that we have no excuse for not being saved. I think that's what he said.
Yes.
When we were created, the breath of God, the breath that's in our nostrils came from God. So it was already written on our hearts. We just made the wrong choice. And you say how to take back your life. If God gave me my life and I turned it over to somebody else to run it, then I'm out of order. The house, like the brother said, the house is out of order. So for me, when I was raised in a Christian home, mother and father was a minister, but going, taking me to church Sunday after Sunday didn't allow me, I did not get saved by just going to church. What I had to do was make that confession myself after I got tired of running my life. And the new birth experience for me was so amazing. And what it did for me, gentlemen, was that I immediately gravitated toward God's word because I didn't know it. I didn't know. It's almost impossible. It is impossible to know God, to not know God, if you don't read His Word.
Yes, sir.
If you don't do that, how do you know Him? I know we see the stars, the sky, all of that's general in nature. Everybody can see that, but the special part of this revelation with God is in His Scripture, and it's been an amazing journey for me. And every time I read the word, and as you guys would know, you find something new every time, because the closer you get to God, the more He reveals to you. And I just glad to be a part of the number tonight to hear the word going forth. I just want to thank you for allowing me to share with you tonight.
God bless you. You thank you for letting God use you. You don't know. You said some. The Holy Spirit is using you here. Amen. And you opened up some things there. We don't have time to talk about, but everybody had the new birth experience is out of this world. It's no other love like the when God come in. Amen. You know He's there. He know He's there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And what we're working on tonight, some of these other things that, like I say, if you never, well, Jesus said He came according to the Scripture.
Yes.
The book of Luke, He said, I came in the volume of books that were written of me according to the Scripture. And He fought the devil according to the Scripture.
Yes, sir.
And I ran across some things, you know, reading and studying and the one about Ecclesiastes about wisdom and money. Cause when I was brought up, if you didn't have no money, you was in trouble. But I found out, according to God's word, because I believe the whole Bible, you know, the whole Bible, Paul would say was written for our learning. So
yeah.
I found out and tried it out that you get a little knowledge, you can go a long way with the money. Once you get a little knowledge,
amen,
you know how to spend it. But here's one in Proverbs for those that are, you know, want to sit around and want God to bring a blessing to the door and people walk up. But Proverbs 24:30, and the Proverbs is talking about, he said, I went through the field of a slothful, and by the vineyard of the man bored of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettle had covered the face thereof, and the stone walls thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall that poverty come as a one that travail, and thy want as an armed man. In other words, if you put too much rest and too much, amen, vacation and too much me days and don't get out and try to help yourself, amen, you're gonna run short. But if you get out and do something about, amen, that could be some problem that. And I had to deal with that. Some of you might not have to do, but I, like I say, I didn't understand, you know, how God was going to bless me. What should I do? Maybe I should just sit around and, you know, wait on a miracle. But I had to find out, amen, that you had to get out and do something for yourself. And God will help you. He'll help you. Amen. So that was some of the things that being a young Christian had to overcome. Amen. All right, we thank God for the caller. Amen. Always happy to hear another revelation. Like I said, you might not think the Spirit of God would work with you, but He will. We have another caller. Amen. You can please dial on your 1, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We have another caller. 954-4478. Area code 954-4478. Amen. We have a...
Hello.
God bless you. Hello. Come in. Yes.
Hi, Bishop Poole. I just want to thank God for tonight's lesson. And truly, it's about love. That's what keeps coming to me. Love. We got to first realize that God loves us. And we're not going to find nobody that loves us like God. And also, it's up to us, like the scriptures say, what's going to separate us from the love of God? So we got to realize that it's all, we got to do our part. We can't let nothing come between us and in God. What's going to separate us from the love of God? Your principalities, powers, things, present things to come. So we have to make sure we're doing our part, not letting nothing come between us and God.
All right. Very good. Very good. Sometimes we don't think that's important. But we still have, and you know, it's continuing to come up now through The Bible said, "The mouth of two or three witnesses." All of us slowly getting that revelation. I know I'm gonna have that. You still have to do something once you accept Christ. You yourself still have to do something towards bettering yourself, and God will help you. Amen. He will help you. Whatever problem you have, He will help you. Amen. He will help you. Very good. We thank God for the callers. Amen. We're slowly running out of time, but we always have a couple more callers. Amen. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Amen. When you call, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. All right. Another caller. We're talking about how to take back your life. How to take back your life. Maybe you felt that, you know, things are not always going to be this way. Things would always be this way. And, you know, the world, how you lived in the world is the way you're living now. It's not the natural things are not going to change, but they will. You know, God helped Noah to build an ark in the middle of all the problems. God showed Noah. And you know, we have to put in prayer. We don't want to go in too far without mentioning prayer. And I thank God for prayer. Put it this way, I thank God for not only the love that He's shown towards us and saving us, but I thank God that we're able to communicate our burdens and communicate, amen, our faults and our pain to Him. Amen. We go in the closet and close the door, get in secret. Amen. And he's able to strengthen us and help us, amen, through His communication. All right. Let me have another call coming up. Amen. Yes.
Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, sir. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
910. All right. 910-6600. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Good topic tonight. Just wanted to weigh in real quick before the show ended. I think this is a very good topic. I think one of the ways that I myself personally, years ago, I kind of picked myself up and got myself back online was one of the things we all seem to have an issue with it sometimes is admitting our faults. And that's one of the key things I think that we can always learn to do is admit your faults. And when you go to God in prayer, admit you have the problem. And once you do that, those are the things that will deliver you out of what you're going through. Because a lot of times we want to deny that we have that issue. And once we come to God and we lay it out there and say, "Hey God, I need your help. You know, I need to be delivered from this problem." Sometimes it can be where you're doing something you've been comfortable with doing it so long, you don't even realize you're doing something that's wrong. But once you come to the knowledge of the truth and admit to God what you're doing and begin to pray and begin to fast on that thing, and God will deliver you, and your life will never be the same once you begin to do that. But a lot of times we want to hide it up under the rug, but we got to just admit it to God because He already knows it anyway. But once we confess it and just stand on His word and dive into that word and through prayer and begin to pray those prayers out of the word of God, those are the ways we can come out of those situations.
All right, all right. You got it. Now, where's your book being found now? You have two publishing books out. Give us that.
Amazon.com. You can look up my name, Walter Wardlaw. It's on Amazon.com. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And we're, you know, it's amazing about the Word of God, and there's still so much we can learn. And I remember when Paul was saying it was in the book of Romans. I think it's around, I've got the right chapter. Paul said he found that there's a law in my members. And, you know, it's when I read it, when Peter would not go to Cornelius' house, I began to. You know, it came to me that Peter was prejudiced. I said, wait a minute, if a person be saved, it should be all these other hang-ups and all this pride and lust and whatever the issue was should be gone. When you look at Peter outside Gethsemane, not Gethsemane, but the time Jesus was in court, and Peter was out there. Peter was out there, was cursing, and he was denying God, and you know he was just all in his flesh. Amen. And you know what? It makes you think. Say, well, can this body? Can I lose myself if I don't really try to learn or, like you say, confess your fault? Confession is powerful with God. Amen. Confessing and talking to God, He give us that benefit and that right. God's people can come to say, well, Lord, I'm sorry I did this, and help me come out of this, because I want to go to heaven. You know, I want to go where there's golden streets and a mansion that I want to pay no taxes on, and I want to be involved with no hospital and jailhouses and riots and whatever. Amen. That's our ultimate goal. But we can wrestle with things down here. We can wrestle with it. You think about that sometime. Amen. We because of lack of knowledge, the devil come to you and talk to you. Amen. Because we're still in the flesh, and he bring up things, and you know you weren't striving to talk about it. Amen. He bring up things, and he wants you to. Paul was saying in Romans 7, and Paul said that he see, 23rd verse, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. Amen. And Paul told Peter, God has not given us, amen, God given us a sound mind. So you have to deal with that. We have to deal with that. We have to understand things that you went through mentally before you got saved. Amen. You're going to have to give it to God. Let God renew that mind through the word of God. The word of God, like Hebrews 4 says, sharp, and it cuts. Amen. That word begin to operate on you, and you might not think so. Amen. But the word of God is spiritual. The word is like a sword. It cuts. Amen. So we're wrestling with things, and we taking back our life. Amen. God bless you. Amen. As always, I'm enjoying, and we run out of time, but amen. We'll give just a little bit tonight, as always, the broadcast. And Friday night, we always have on Friday night some nice our foreign mission outreach. If you're available, either call a friend and tell a friend. You can always go back and review this broadcast, amen, on your computer. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Doctrine of Truth. Look for Doctrine of Truth. www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And you can view this broadcast that's been just going for. Amen. We're going to close with a prayer. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for those that are called. And we pray that the revelation that you have given us, amen, that it would go forth through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he help us and guide us through the things that we need to know. Help us to overcome. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Here's the Holy Ghost.